The Missing Sister by L. Marr, performed by Sarah Naughton. Come to Paris. Your sister is dead. The rest of the words from Sebastian's email fade against these opening sentences. The world slams to a halt again, and I suck in another stupid, shocked breath, as though it's the first time I'm reading his email instead of the 82nd.
Nous sommes arrivés, mademoiselle.
The cab driver speaks to me without turning, wide, charcoal eyes peering curiously through the rearview mirror. He yanks the parking brake. Stubby fingers push buttons on a digital console, displaying the cost of my trip from the airport in euros. The route to Montmartre passed in a blur, despite unrelenting morning traffic. Children run wild on the sidewalk beside us, high on summer vacation, fast food wrappers trailing their bands of twos and threes. The urban doorways of this northern pocket of Paris alternate between adult film rental businesses and glass panes leading to residential apartments. Voices rise above the engine's rumble, words in French carrying through the window. A couple examines an accordion on a collapsible table. I hesitate before locking my phone. Then logic reigns. I count out what I owe. One thing I truly appreciate about Europe, unlike American currency, euros correlate in size to their value. The tiny 10-cent coins are dwarfed by the 50-cent pieces, which are half the weight of the euro coins. I couldn't care less about the precise artistry of the European continent on each face. Angela was born a mere 2 minutes before me, but she took with her the creativity of the womb, leaving me to steep in pragmatism. Where is she now? In some drawer? Is it cold? Is she alone? Merci, monsieur. I place the money in the driver's grooved palm, then exit the cab. Pairs of people move across the open square of the adjacent Pigalle metro stop, as if the buddy system is obligatory. Everything better with someone else there to share it. Twin girls with yellow hair skip rope by a fountain, and a breath whooshes out of me as I watch them. Over the fountain's spouts, a sculpture of the Greek goddess Persephone hunches. Her carved expression howls with sadness, and tears of pigeon shit frame her mouth. When Angela first arrived, she sent photos of herself in front of the Eiffel Tower with silk scarves wrapped around her dark hair, sunglasses covering half her face. Her Grace Kelly phase from adolescence never fully expired. It was Angela's sense of poise, the confidence that she could rival a princess, that made her so enthralling to men and women. The only stranger I ever idolized was Marie Curie,